go to the same.
Fam.
Yeah, fam.
Fam.
Okay. I know.
For the
pioneers.
Benefit of the listeners. I would hope that we can have some nice, you know, background noise. So I think your noise is very, very, very good. No problem.
Okay, my noise is...
Allah for Ugo, listen to the pod. Guys, get on to D&D. No problem. Yeah. So fam, guys, damn it, guys. Guys, first of all, we are recording this. It's 25 p.m. My God.
It's crazy. It's actually 11 over here.
It's currently 5 a.m. Yeah, and where Michael is a mad thing. I've got Daddy next door here, but today he's coming as who's your favorite coach?
My favorite coach is the coach again.
Yes, I brought Sir Alex.
He doesn't coach again. You don't make him like him anymore.
Mad on God.
So pioneers of the McLeod Premier League.
On God, for real.
He actually started that day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did it actually happen after we left?
No, I actually have no idea.
Exactly.
Like, I just know that it was one of those ideas in Nightbird that came up to be reality.
Okay, first of all, guys, we are here to talk about the McLeod Premier League. If you went to Capital Science or anything, fam, you remember this period. Yeah, he's going to be here, guys, to talk to us about every detail. Whatever he missed, Pippen.
Yeah, but I can remember because this is the time I do.
Time ago, fam, we're talking this was 6 years ago.
It's
mad. Mad. But yeah, guys, this is gonna be a madness for real.
For real.
Hi, bro, how have you been, man?
I've been good. It's sunny in Abuja.
Yes, sir. Fam.
Life is hard for a Man U fan though.
Guys, can we not see? Allow those boys. Let me allow it. Yeah, allow those guys. United don't deserve a space right now. They've got a Champions League final today against Southampton. If they like, they'll mess it up.
Man, I said Champions League final.
Guy, they're going to turn it into that. That's what Man U does. And I know Hasan Hüttl is not going to come and just allow you anyhow, for sure. Yes, that guy has been on crutch since that 9-0 Leicester gave him.
Let's not dabble into that. Let's take it to
exactly. All right, bro. So McLeod Premier League, bro. How did this come about?
So like it's quite funny. It was actually Abdullah Tefida, Nura Meda, Megendi, Abdullah Megendi, Mustafa Lawrence, Billy Boy, these are the people I remember having this conversation with. Like, yeah, not in that order, but this conversation with about a league. Because we're talking about it in our class. Everybody liked football in Qatar. It was a culture. Even if men didn't know how to play ball too, everybody was still playing football, remember?
Got you.
Everybody was still playing football. So, like, we're just like, okay, like, let's start a league. So, like, one day Abdul Nasser came and met and took Abdul Nasser and Tefida, I think, took a discussion about McLeod Premier League. And that's how they brought it to life. They sponsored it. And that's that.
Wow.
The rest was history. They now draft their teams. Shout out me.
What was the selection process like? Because I remember selection we had process. Players from all different age groups.
All different age groups. We had players from all different age groups of school. Anybody that could just play at the Capital Science level, which was very high back then, even for a young game. So like, everybody was balling. Even you then, the top player. But still, we could see the struggle still.
Hey, we're not here to treat no harm.
Okay. We're getting to your chapter now. Let's not get there first. Let's
guys, you can see this selection. Guy just really wants to come here and gas me, guys. You guys
can team selection. So like I just know John Lance FC had the best team selection.
Wow. How did that come about?
I don't know, but like it was random, but we were the most fortunate team because we had the best players. And we had players that were already used to each other.
How did that selection process come? So was it like another bunch of names from this class, and then everyone just picks one, or what?
Nah, I didn't pick my players. The players were, I think it was like a draft.
Okay.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Okay.
That happened.
You're on the right path. It was a draft. Yep.
It was actually a draft. I think that was organized by Bello, Barry Bello. Bellotti. And why am I? Yeah, you get me. Bellotti. Yep. We all know Bellotti. Yeah. And Nura made a. I just remember that process. I don't really remember how it was done. I just know that at the end of the day, everybody was just angry at how John Lance FC had the best players.
Wow. Guys, because, just to put some context, I was in John Lance FC.
John Lance FC had the best chemistry. You know this.
Wow. Wow. How do we become so fortunate?
Our first match, like all our matches, were like our first match. Remember the group stage?
Do you remember the coaches for the other teams? Yes. You were a coach. You were our coach. You were
the last coach. I knew the coaches more than the teams because it was more of a personal thing.
Exactly. Who were the other coaches? Yeah.
Nura Beda.
Mm.
Okay. I can't remember the other coaches. How many teams were there? There were six teams.
Wow.
There were about six to eight teams. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, Nura Meda, at least remember him.
Yeah, I remember Nura Meda because Nura Meda was Nura because Nura Meda we're getting there.
Yeah.
Nura Meda had the sauce. His team had the sauce. They were the people who even scored the least goals against.
We're getting there, like you said.
Yeah. So,
was Rabi a coach? Rabson.
Yes, Rabson. I think so.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
I can't really. It's actually blurry now that I think about it.
But yep.
Very. But it still feels like yesterday.
Of course.
So we'll move with that.
Okay.
So like the last FC, we had a very we had yeah, options.
Speak on our team.
Our team. Let's start. Our attack is still very blurry.
From the back.
From the back, let's start with the post. It was Adekunle Ogbodumo.
Wow, guys.
Because
this guy just called right now. You see how his name sounded? Adekunle Ogbodumo. The guy was literally on a big, big vibe.
It was a big man vibe.
Very, in a big post. Only God knows how that guy survived that took us to the corner.
I didn't know how he had those reflexes.
Fam. Nah, so you're playing for Deuce's team, Daniel's team. You're gonna be good.
He seems slow, but he had the reflexes. Blood. Like he saved the penalty.
God,
I was like, he wasn't the fastest guy moving, but like he that guy almost sold him in that penalty, but he just stuck out. That was very impressive.
He was brilliant in that turn.
He was very brilliant. God. He performed more than expected.
Exactly.
Because we actually had two options of keepers. We had Lance also.
Exactly.
There were times that we didn't want to, because at first we were scared of using Adekunle. Yeah, so we used Lance in the post. But Lance wanted to attack.
Exactly.
And we needed more men up there. Yeah, as per usual. We actually needed more men up there. So post, we had Lance and Adekunle as options. Then our defense, we had this very good defender. Left leg, Usman Sani.
Mm,
very effective, very yep. tactical.
Yep.
As we say that time, Bayer Lagwe.
Bayer Lagwe. Usman Sani with glasses, you know, what?
Yeah, with glasses. Yep. Yep. Like,
he reminds me of very, he reminds me of a, let me think right now. Like a Laporte, but he was just bigger. He was like
he was tall. And
Boateng, but predominantly Laporte.
Yeah, but he didn't move around much. But
with a left foot.
He was very good at making decisions.
Yep, smart defender, very smart defender. Yeah.
Then beside him was the engine defender, Shafi.
Oh my God, Shafi, I know you probably listen to this. I gotta enter you. Bro. See, that guy, Shafi, was just a solid defender, man.
I feel like, okay, let me not fast up, but I feel like if Shafi was around, we wouldn't have lost that final.
Oh, yes.
We'll get there.
Okay, yeah, so guys, you know, there's heartbreak waiting in the front. Yep.
There's heartbreak waiting in the front,
for sure.
So, our right back was Idris. Idris was a good player up front, but like he couldn't just keep up with the likes of our players up front. So I had to keep him at that right back. Because we didn't even have someone to play right back.
Yeah.
That was in his position. So all he just used to do was tackle and clear the ball.
Yeah.
He wanted to hold on to the ball, but he didn't have that opportunity to.
For real.
Yeah. So, moving to left back. Who was our left back? I can't remember. Can you?
Let me see. Because you have to middle.
Wait.
I can't remember left back. That's mad.
I can't remember.
If you listen to this left back, Novak.
We are sorry.
Novak.
But you know you are a very big part of this.
Sorry.
We're so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Lance will form Encyclopedia now. Ask him. Who. I'll see.
I'll see
if Lance can remember. Wait till me and Lance were talking about you one time, man. When it came to mind in the UK, right? I brought up my certificate because I still have my certificate of John Last FC guy. Trust. I still have the certificate.
I still have mine too.
So
I still have mine
too. We're just talking about it on a random one still. It was just very nostalgic, man.
It's very funny how I can remember who our left back was because like that was a player that would have always been in my face.
I mean, no, it's the right back that would have always been your face now. It's not the right
No.
Back. Okay, on a certain day.
We switch sides. On a certain day.
Yep.
Don't worry, we had painful matches on that other side of the field.
Yeah, that's for real.
Our hardest matches were on the other side.
For real. For real. So, no games. Okay, moving forward.
Let's continue. We worked with the 4-3-3 formation. If I'm not wrong.
4-3-3, I'll be 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, it was. No. Yeah, it was a 4-2-1-3.
Mado. 4-2-1-3, you know.
4-2-1-3.
Guys, have you heard of 4-2-1-3? Yeah.
For what?
Mad.
Yes, now. 2 DMs. 1-1-10.
Yep.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
And those two DMs are Israel Alabi and Abdul Basit.
Wow. Guys, when you get parasites.
They could make your day very bad.
God.
Don't worry. They will pester you.
Pester.
Every creator's nightmare.
Oh God. One of them is already tough enough, man. Not to say two of them.
One of them. Talk less of two of them.
Guys.
And two of them could still push up front.
Exactly.
Either way.
I love you as an NG.
They could like
NG. Smiling and knowing NG.
Smiling. The two of them. Of the best to smiling and punishing you.
My God.
These guys were utility players.
Oh, my God. Guys. Perspective here, guys, of today. Not to teach my whole guys. Oh, God. Yeah. But imagine Daniel being like Bruno Fernandes and having two Freds behind.
Exactly. Freds. That's what they were.
Literally. Imagine me, I was a Bruno Fernandes, and you just have spreads behind.
Let's get to you.
Boys that will never stop.
Those guys made your job easy. Let's get there. Because you had the freedom now to throw your skills or whatever after they give you the ball, then give that final pass. Create the space, then give the final pass. And who are you going to locate in front? You had wingers. You had a winger. I can't remember our left winger. But our Hamo was our right winger.
Lance
was our nine. Okay, it was Nasco left wing.
Nasco was nine.
I wouldn't put Lance in the wing.
Okay, I feel
there were days. I wouldn't put Lance on the wing. That's why I can't remember our left winger. We had to interchange vibes eventually.
Yep, we had to interchange.
So Lance would play nine sometimes, and Nasco would be out wide with Hamu.
Yep.
But Nasco was the short nine
forever. Yeah. Of course.
So you were the man behind these two men, these three men, Lance, Nasco, and Hamu.
Yes, sir.
Hamu now came with that Ronaldo vibe.
Hamu had this Richarlison vibe.
Yeah, even in the air, everything. He was so good. Short, speed, smooth, ball control, dribble, everything. He was your kind of player. Like, that sun effectiveness. Once I get the ball, it's straight to the post.
Guy, Hamu was it? Once I just remember Hamu as a player, I just remember beast mode.
Beast mode.
Anyway, take it.
Then let's go to.
And
let's
then
go
the chopper of Captain Science.
Yeah, let's go
I
to just Lance.
Talk about that now, man. I can't lie.
Then let's go to Lance.
When you say you are, when a player can be confident in another player's abilities, that's how I felt.
Yeah, that's how I felt about him. He was always that guy. Anytime the ball was near him, he'd be afraid. Just be afraid. Even corner kicks, he was very effective. He was.
Yep.
I just knew that, just go.
He scored the header now at some point.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
There was a problem. Him and Shafi, they were the strong ones in the team, the strong men.
Yep.
So, we had Lance, Poacher. But conversion. There are days where I would be so angry, but days where Lance will come through. Lance always knew how to position himself. Thief.
On guard.
Yeah, like that's one thing I liked about Lance's style of play. Very easy to underrate him, but he's good. Regardless.
So our first game. Do you remember our first game?
I remember our first game, 6-1 against.
Actually 8-1.
Oh, 8-1.
No problem. You will never forget.
You remember that because you gave those two assists.
Plus, that God forgive me, that Adamu of a referee. And that Gideon Arunga of a kit in the post. Don't worry, Gideon.
Gideon. Okay, we'll talk about a controversial foul. That was still a goal. So me, I won't complain. But Gideon Arunga, if you're hearing this, you remember what you did.
Oh God!
One on one with Nasco, he was a goalkeeper. He knew that he was finished.
Exactly.
So instead of going for the ball, he went for the player.
Gideon.
So our matches, the group stage was very interesting because. The group says our matches were so unfair. 6-4-5. And it just kept on going down from there. That's the order in how we went up through the tournament. Group stage, we're topping the table throughout. People had goal difference of -1, -0, -2. Also had goal difference of 7.
Mad.
That's outrageous.
Mad. Oh, God. Like, you see that final result where we got a shock? We kind of deserved it. Because, girls, yeah, we had been annihilating niggas.
Nah,
we're actually on a bullying thing.
Exactly.
But guys, on it
was Bulls FC
bullying thing though, because it was basically talent, bro. It was actually not on a like rough vibe. It was literally, we're just too good
for everybody. And
painfully,
our players were Churchill players. We used to play each other. Normal day. especially in attack. You see, you and Nasco. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You and Nasco, like, I couldn't ask for more. Honest, I couldn't ask for more. It was a match made in heaven. Alabi and Abdubase would win the door. They would win the ball and release it to you. And you just know how to create that space when he was even there. Then give the final pass. And Nasco. Let's get to Nasco. Hey, this man we're about to talk about is one of the most intelligent footballers I've ever seen.
Guy, do you know what? Nasco reminds me of Martial, man.
I cap you not. I swear, actually, myself, and he had this midfielder's ability too.
Yeah.
Not like he was a 9, he was an 11, he was a 10, he was an 8. Ha!
For real.
Well, like, pick one, bro, and his two legs, his two legs were the same thing. Five star left foot.
Nasco! Oh, God!
Little in front of, inside the 18, outside the 18. He could locate a player, vision, everything. Sweet boy.
Nasco!
So, he had the most goals, right?
For real.
And you had the most assists.
Norms, man. But God, I'll never forget the second game. When last wasted one.
Okay, now let's talk about John Last FC. Let's talk about John Last FC. These guys, yep. I paid attention to these guys because, like, in the group stage, that was our hardest match. First of all, the first match really against them. Even if we won them 2-1. But those were the only people who scored 2 goals. Like, imagine throughout the whole tournament.
Yeah, we faced them twice. You diary wait. You just said let's talk about John Last FC.
Sorry, let's talk about,
Let's
talk about Bulls FC. Bulls FC.
The Ops, sorry. Exactly.
Bulls, the Ops themselves. Nura Meda. Bulls FC. Sorry.
They're basically a thorn in our flesh now.
They were a thorn in my side from the beginning. Wow. From the beginning. The only difference is we had Shafi against them. So Shafi could dribble men like Alamin. Sorry, Shafi could he could withstand the dribbling of men like Alamin.
Exactly.
You understand? But like, people couldn't hold men like Alamin.
Guy, Alamin was basically Yaturi, man.
Exactly, it was everything.
Guy, Alamin was a steam train, man. Like,
because we were good at holding everybody. He was like Yaturi. He was everything. He was skillful. He was fast.
Strength. Tall.
Like every time it was a corner kick, I would just start shouting, Shafi, mark him. Because like there's nobody else. I would just say, Shafi, you are strong. Follow him. That's how it always was when I saw him, man.
Gosh, but you don't need to, Alavin. He never knew how to harness the strength of that heading.
Yeah, exactly. It's as if he was scared to head the ball.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That was the only thing possible. Unless every other team.
And for someone that had a lot of goals, it wasn't too clinical.
Exactly. That's actually fast.
Exactly. Like, he wasn't too clinical, but he had a lot of goals. Like, he was always there.
He scored a lot, but clinical. Oh my days!
If it was clinical, it would have been a disaster.
Mazzaline, for real.
So, like, people couldn't hold him. And I remember that final day, we prepared for a formation without him because our player, Shafi, was absent. And he was absent as well. So, Abdubase played midfield. Abdubase had to drop back, I remember. And Lance, that's when Lance became our 9 in the final.
Let's finish that. Okay, do you remember a lot about the first game, like concerning like things that happened?
The first game was against me. The first game
was 6-1. 6-1.
Was it Miss Bolland FC? It was against them. I think it was against
them.
It was against them.
It was the 4-1 or 5-0.
I think it was 5-0.
Okay, yeah, I think it was 5-2. Because 4-1 was the one where I came from IELTS. 4-1, okay. It was 1-0 first half. And then I came in half-time. And we finished them off.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that game clearly. Because I was with them, Ule. We're doing some IELTS.
Yeah, I think I remember. We were waiting for you guys. Then you just came and removed your
I came. Time. I remember I had to ask. I asked guys what was the scoreline. Because we're doing some vibes in Block C concerning IELTS. So, and I remember I had to even leave early, man. Because I was like, yo, I've got a game going on, man. All this madness we're doing here, man. So, I jogged all the way to the field. As I got there, I was just trying to ask people around, man, what's going on, this, that, and the other. But well, no one really could tell, man, that kind of thing. I just know the vibe was a bit dull. Next thing I know, Sha, I got myself ready. Half time, I had no worries. We got in now, second half. And I know from 1-0, Abu scored the first game, the first half, finished with 4-1. That's good job.
As usual. At one point, Asku scored the hat-trick.
Yep, that was the game.
That was
assisted all three. Lance missed the other assist I gave him. Balu. That one pissed me off. That nice vibe. And the annoying part was
Lance had a lot of
the way Lance likes to shoot.
With the outside of his foot.
Yeah, bro, this guy like, can be bro, in front like, of the post.
The post.
Outside of his foot.
I don't understand. Like, nigga.
How do you expect it to go in?
Use the side of your foot. Forget. Place it. Find. Pick a side. Pick somewhere. And hit him. One job.
This guy frustrated my kidney, man.
He will miss in the final.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I'll never forget. Like there, let's not go into that.
Five, so because yeah, last game, made a difference. 6-1. Second game, 4-1, like we just said.
Third game, 5-0. Third game,
against them, Imi.
5-0.
Bro, do you remember when they got red card because of area talk?
area talk was a star defender in that league.
Guy, but Ramos.
Ramos, like, do you understand? But like, I don't know. Like, there was...
Area couldn't control the mental. That was the only...
Exactly. Thing. Calm down.
Area could never control the mental.
Because Area had no problem. He had no problem with his movement. He had no problem in even predicting your movement.
This guy was the most elite, like, structurally built defender for us.
I swear, the most built defender. Like, the most built. The most fit. Like, anytime he releases the ball, sir, just clear it to any direction. It's automatically a true pass. Every class is automatically a true pass. So whoever is fast enough to chase the ball, and Hamu was that kind of player that they would have that would find anybody in the pitch. So
yeah,
if they had someone like that, because if I remember a Churchill match where Ariel just cleared one ball, like just flogged it far from everybody. I think it was after a corner kick or something. Ariel just flogged this ball with the outside of his foot. The way the ball went, and our goal was on the left wing. This guy ran to the right.
Wow.
I don't know who was at the post. I don't know who was the defender. I think it was Madugu that was at the post.
That was probably playing Gandhi or Kennedy.
Yeah, it was Churchill against Kennedy.
Mad. Normal rivalry.
So the guy just went and took the ball. Like, this thing was crazy. Very fast player. Ran fast everybody. And scored from left to right, then post. What was
and I got to was a beast.
Very, he was a beastly player. All these wingers, all these men
that could run
miles in seconds. Imi,
oh god,
Imi, and I go.
And I go just had this
Gunu nature. Gunu, Hayat Gunu. You remember him?
Who?
Gunu. He played for.
Yeah,
he played
you crazy. He was the freaking idiot.
He played for. Yes, him. Him and one. There are nine. One Dutch boy. I can't remember. They are the ones that scored us. Gunu was a very good player.
I don't forget Gunu's goal. Guy, Gunu's goal gave me Iniesta vibes against Holland in the World Cup. Final on goal.
He just. No.
I just picked. I can remember the picture. I can draw it. on a canvas. I can paint it on a canvas.
It was all over. It was all over after how
it happened. I swear, once that second goal went in, we knew.
We knew that it was all over.
We knew.
Then that third one was just, it's not done.
Guys, from 2-0, I clocked out.
It was very sad. And everybody wanted us to lose.
That final was so messed up. Well,
everybody wanted us to lose. Everybody wanted us to lose because we never lost. The least amount of goals we scored in the match was 2 goals.
And those were the guys who then played in the final.
Yeah. And those were the, like...
And we beat them. We beat them first.
We beat them first. So, like I said, we didn't have anybody to mark Alamin. So he could just run around freely. That was a problem. That was a very, very big problem.
Big problem, for real.
Very, very big problem. Because Alabia and Abdubasic could have held you. We had to separate.
Come on, guy. That's a mismatch in heaven, guy.
No, we had to separate that partnership in that final. Abdubasic had to play. He has to play left back.
Yep.
So I can't remember what moves we made in that midfield. But I know at some point. I know at some point we even put Babo inside. And Babo played forward, then Nasco came and played deep.
Yes, Babo had to play for us. I remember. Yeah.
At the final.
Babo had to
play. Like that's how all our players.
Guys, I gotta give you context in this too. Nah, this guy was a big, like Babo, don't get me twisted. He had the technique.
He knew how to pass the ball.
In terms of was slimmer, had a more football physique, my boy would have been a beast. Because I promise you that. He had amazing techers, guys.
He knew how to tap ball the ball. He knew how to catch the ball. He knew how to pass it. Beautiful first touch. Beautiful first touch.
On God, he just couldn't move around.
Yeah, he just couldn't move
that
around.
That was the only problem. But
he could use one. He could dribble you with one move.
I'm telling you, yeah,
one move. Smart guy. So that was it for me, man. That's how we lost that final. 3 goals. It was very fast. That was the funny part.
That was the worst day of my life to date. Today, like I'll never forget.
I remember like yesterday, man, everybody was angry. We were all angry. Everybody was laughing at us. They were rubbing it in our faces.
Fam, boys were crying. We didn't leave now. We sat down there after.
We sat down around there now. We're just.
Like, we didn't want to leave. Like, we're just there.
We just sat down. We couldn't even. Waiting to go eat dinner. I know they said something I didn't like that night.
Guy, I don't even think I ate that night.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember eating that night.
We were just there. Like, and I remember that day so well. Guy, it was a very gloomy day. Like, it was a kind of gloomy Thursday. Like, meaning, it was a day that you just know the rain wants to fall, but the rain is there arguing with itself.
And it was one of those days. Guy, it was one of those days that we didn't have. It wasn't a school week, per se. So, like, it was just one of those dull days that we know that after this, we're just going to have one of those days that we'll wake up the next day and just be in the hostel.
Yeah.
So, we were like, it was just, that match was just everything to us because we needed to just be back to the same boring program.
Yep. Bam. Can't believe how they gave the trophy and gave it to somebody else.
They gave, in front of, everybody was happy. Everybody celebrated with them.
As in everybody. I know the worst thing. People actually came to watch the final.
People came now. People wanted. The final was because everybody knew from our last match. Everybody knew that these were the guys that gave this top them. And that team was a very coordinated team. The attack was very beautiful. The attack was just everything to them because, like, they knew they had Gunu and Dosh. I remember this guy.
Gunu was just on a running thing.
He was on a running thing, leaving everybody behind.
And like, the guy was just on
his just be, He would just be pacing and be leaving players behind him.
Oh, God.
Just be giving them breeze. He was skillful. People thought he was just speed. But no, man, there was more to him.
to be fair.
People
be
actually fair. Using that tournament.
Rapid is sprinkle of some skills.
Exactly. He actually unlocked a different side of him during that tournament.
For real.
Because his off-ball movement too was very good. You know all those hazard movements before the ball comes. One or two movements has confused the defender. He was good at that thing, that first touch.
Wow.
So yeah, that's what I can remember.
And we lost the final.
We lost the final, but at least we lost it to good players.
I mean,
at least we lost.
Tomorrow I'm not till tomorrow that game is still forever in my heart until we enact that and the real winners take their flower. that was a smash and grab. Shaq could not play, fam.
He wasn't around. Like the funny thing is that him and Alamin were not around. So we're like, okay, we still have hope. But that night. Yeah, but like it was just like lunchtime, like two, three hours before the match. I just went for lunch. I just saw Alamin back in school. I was like, what am I going to do now?
Okay, so they were both not around, but Alamin
came back. Like, we had this discussion about Alamin. Alamin was that much of a threat. We actually had to sit down about his case.
Of course.
So he wasn't around. We're not like, okay, we can work with this formation as he's not around.
Well, next thing.
The next thing, the man was that around.
Put the yoga club on us, man. Just brought out some Jota from nowhere.
From nowhere. Nura Medel was already smiling.
Oh, God. Medel, his foolish head was doing the
match sometimes. Yeah, if I remember, Nasco's brother too was on that team.
On the final team, Abi?
Yeah, Nasco's brother was on that team. And the plan, Nura tried to actually use Nasco's brother to hold him, but that didn't work.
Imagine.
Because his brother could practically hold anybody.
Yeah, he was one of those kind of guys,
but he couldn't hold him. That was, in football, brothers can never meet up. So that was like,
wow.
It was just like yesterday, but still blurry.
Yeah. And now you go this way now to strangle that goodness.
Now let's the officiating.
Guy, the officiating.
The officiating.
That was the name. That Abu Abi.
Adamu. No, you see, but officiating captain science was always a problem.
Yeah.
for hard go away. That's how I would see it till tomorrow. It was always. I don't know. People were absent-minded.
Wow.
It was people too, like. Everybody was seeing different things, so like nobody actually ever knew the full story. But you see, Adamu, offsides, fouls, penalties. Hey, God.
Guys, we beat the first team 6-1.
They canceled two goals.
Without VAR. Your guy was marking the lines with his eyes back in 2014. Imagine the career.
We thank God.
But yeah, guys, man, this was basically John Last FC's history.
Yeah.
And the McLeod Premier League, man. We just had to bring this.
We just had to bring it
we
back.
We had to bring it for
I don't know if I really I hope they guys continue
you enjoyed this one right here.
I hope you all did. And if you can, I'm sure you did. If you can relate, if you were there.
For real, you're there. For real, 100%, bro. But yeah, bro, for sure. This was amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely amazing. Thanks for coming on, bro.
You're welcome, bro. Man.
Guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys.
We started this recording by 5 a.m. This should be like almost 5:40. I am knackered, blood.
Take care, bro. Have a fruitful week.
Get it, sir.
Manchester United are playing today.
Yes.
I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. Let's see how it goes.
Yes, sir. After the game, we'll see. No worries. Yeah.